Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. That's right, we're talking Big 12 football, the Sooners and the Mountaineers. This is a big game, 7 o'clock kickoff on ABC Saturday night. James Hale is with us, the senior writer with OU Insider and host of Total Sports on KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. Okay, so you mentioned the words of Mike Stoops. What was Bob Stoops, head coach Bob Stoops, what was his reaction?
Bob will never throw a player under the bus, never. But I could see his jaw tighten a little bit, and when he was talking about it, and it's a tough deal for him, too. But as he always tells me, man, James, I'm going to play the guys that want to play, because I brought up guys before, and he'll go, why do we want to talk about him? He's not on the team anymore. Let's talk about guys that are on the team. And I understand his focus. If I'm him, I'm thinking the same thing. Now, they may sit in that coach's office and go, oh, my gosh, we don't have Charles Walker. What are we going to do? I don't know. You know. But to me, to you, and the general public, it's the stiff upper lip. The next guy's up. This is why we recruit. This is why we recruit a full boat every day, every year. And we've got other guys. They're going to get ready to play, step up, and go play. And that's exactly how he handles it. But I don't think he likes the situation either. But I bet you a dollar that Charles Walker's at the OU Pro Day, and I bet you that he gets to work out with Smitty or whatever he wants to do, because Bob's always thinking about the player and the benefit and the future of the player. But this can't be a positive situation for the internal aspects of the football team. It's just not a good vibe that you get from it. But, again, they're playing pretty well up moving forward. And so the silver lining, E, is that those young guys have stepped up and they're playing very well.
Okay, so let's talk about a positive vibe, and that is Oklahoma's quarterback, Baker Mayfield. He has been, truly, James, he's been sensational, and he just continues to get better each and every week. Passed for 300 yards. He had 2 touchdowns in that win against Baylor. How close is he to getting back into that Heisman race? I mean, he may not be a favorite, but does he deserve to be in the hunt? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he deserves to go to New York. You know, Jackson's is still the heavy favorite, and I love him, man. I don't really argue with that. I think he's been spectacular, you know, at Louisville. The Baker's been equally as spectacular. He's been better than Watson this year at Clemson. He's been better than Browning at Washington. Now, Peppers has been outstanding at Michigan, and I like Peppers a lot, you know, but I don't know if he's been better than Baker Mayfield at quarterback. I mean, Baker's been exceptional. He's the number one quarterback in the country, pass efficiency. And, you know, he's close with all the other stats, too. And this was after a slow start in the first 3 games. Now, a lot of this corresponds with the emergence of D.D. Westbrook as an elite number one receiver. But, you know, the bottom line is Mayfield gets the ball to the wide receiver. Mayfield touches the ball on every play. Mayfield makes the decision on every play. Maker buys time so he can get the ball deep to Westbrook. And so if I've got to pick between those two, I'll always go with the prized quarterback. And I think Baker's playing as well as any quarterback in the country. If it wasn't for Jackson, I think Baker would be the first-team All-American quarterback this year,
wow,
the way he's played. Now, I know Falk at Washington State's been very good, too. And I think he's been really good for Mike Leach and what he's done there. And in my opinion, if you want to look for guys that have played the best, those two have played the best among all the quarterbacks in college football outside of Jackson at Louisville.
The Sooners and the Mountaineers, 7 o'clock kickoff on ABC Saturday night. We are going one-on-one with James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. You can also check him out on KREF, Total Sports. So give us a skinny. What are the keys for the Sooners in this matchup and what to watch for against West Virginia?
Oklahoma, if they don't give up big plays on defense, to be honest, I don't see West Virginia beating OU. OU's got too many big-time players. Now, weather sometimes is a neutralizer, so depending on the weather, you know, it could cause...
What is the forecast?
The game to be alerted. Well, the forecast is for temperatures around 32 or 35 degrees.
Oh, my.
Not freezing, but they could have snow, and they're going to have some rain, and what you hope, you don't have freezing rain. As Baker said, I'd rather have snow than freezing rain, and... Yeah, so would we, Baker, so that's exactly what we want. So hopefully Baker, you know, I think Baker's and the football gods are on good terms right now, so let's hope that works. But I think Oklahoma's got too many weapons. Dana Holgerson's done a great job because this is not a vintage West Virginia team, you know, with first-round draft choices at receiver and at safety and things like that. Now, he does have a corner that I think is really, really good and is probably the best defensive back in the Big 12 still, so... Somehow he continues to get those guys. Both teams are going to try to establish the run, so the key is which team can stop the other team's running game, or can either team stop the other team's running game. And if you can make them one-dimensional, let's say that West Virginia makes Oklahoma one-dimensional, I think they're in better shape because they've got a better passing game. Dana was not happy with his offense earlier, and said that if it doesn't get better, they can't beat OU. And then if you remember in Big 12 Media Days, he said that you have to at least average 35 points a game to win games, key games in the Big 12. They're averaging 32. Oklahoma's averaging 48. There's a big difference, and or 44. And I think Oklahoma's just too talented for West Virginia. And if the road trip itself, and usually Oklahoma plays well on the road, and if the weather doesn't neutralize the game or neutralize things, I think OU's the better team and will win the game.
You know, it's interesting. I want to take a step back. Let's talk about even that Baylor game. What has happened to Baylor? They've just completely fallen apart, a massive collapse. Would you agree?
Well, I think it's because, and you were a student-athlete once yourself going through coaching changes and other things, and think back to when you were going through that ordeal that you were going with at OU back in the day.
Yeah.
And the pressure that was on you that you put on yourself, and yet you had nothing to do with it. You were just playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, these guys are just playing football, but they know their coaches probably aren't going to be there next year. They know their coaches are not recruiting for the future. They know their head coach is not going to be there next year. And I think it finally got to them. Heck, when they played TCU, they were more worried about honoring, you know, Art Briles, and, you know, and they felt that he was, you know, being screwed around, and there were things being said about him that weren't true, and this and that and this and that. And they worried about more about that, and the coaches worried more about that than the football game itself. Don't tell me coaching doesn't matter in college sports. It matters a lot in college sports. And if your coaches are not on point, if they're not totally focused, then it's hard for the players to be totally focused. And defensively, they just didn't have it against TCU. And now they've lost Seth Russell against Oklahoma. And this was a team that doesn't have any depth because they lost part of their team and part of that recruiting class from last year. So you get guys hurt, they just don't have guys to fill in. And so it's kind of all hit the wall, you know, for Baylor, and that's the reason why they've lost their focus. They're now worried about their futures more than the present, and it's hard to play football at this level if you're not going to be totally in to what you got to be doing on any given Saturday. If you're not into it, you're not going to play well.
Looking forward to the matchup with the Sooners and the Mountaineers. 7 o'clock kickoff on ABC. We've been going one-on-one with one of my favorites. That, of course, is James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. Reach out to our audience, James. Where can they check you out online?
You know, they can always get me on Twitter. It's at JHale24. Then online, OUinsider.com. And we debate a lot of things in college football and college basketball. And we'll also even throw some stuff about, you know, the Boston Red Sox and Big E every once in a while on there.
Sweet.
So
very good. What a great way to kick off our program tonight. Thanks, James, and I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we're ready for kickoff. Before we go to break, let's listen in to Oklahoma's head coach Bob Stoops and his thoughts on this matchup.
That brings us to this week going to West Virginia, a tough environment to play in, but a very exciting environment to play in. It'll be sold out and ruckus crowd and rowdy crowd, so it's, you know, that's – those are exciting venues to play in. West Virginia is an excellent football team. I think, no question, Dana Holgorsen and his staff have done a great job. In particular, you know, offensively, they're very, very physical running the football and really work the run game. And then they've got some big play hitters outside and Skylar Howard, a really good quarterback to throw the football as well. And then defensively, they've been very good all year. Tony Gibson does an excellent job with this 3-3 defense, bringing pressure different ways. They're going to bring outside from each side of the field. They're going to bring it inside. You know, then they'll drop eight and cover, you know, cover with eight, rush three. So they do a nice job of mixing it up. Their team is, you know, they play really aggressive and confidently in the way they're playing. So very good football team, and it'll be a big challenge and an exciting one, you know, coming this Saturday.